Gary, you know who Mike the Tiger is.
Of course.
You know who Mighty Mike is?
No.
An 800-pound alligator that calls Arizona his home. He was driven from Florida to the Sea Odyssey Aquarium this week, and Friday was his first day he was exhibited to the public. I had to go down and check it out for myself. The biggest alligator the family has trapped off the farm was 720 pounds. So this one was a good 800 and another good 80 pounds larger and about another foot and a half longer. They guesstimate his age to be 55. Like, I've always heard a lot of different things about him, but never sure if it was just folklore, if they were true. Like they always say you can tell the size of an alligator if you get a good look at his head. From his eyes to his nose in inches, that's how many feet in length his body is. So you see a little tiny 1 or 2 inch, you can handle that gator. 5 or 6 inch, you get up to 10 inch, 12 inch on a gator, you leave that sucker alone, boy.
Well, my uncle taught me about alligators and stuff. He said they always like looking at the tail because that's where the meat is. And it really is good.
Oh, if you go to Bass Pro Shop, I can't remember the name of the seafood restaurant there, but when I'm in that area, I'll go in and get alligator on a stick. Oh, it is good meat eating. So anyway, he's only here for a limited time. They say at least a year, but that's at Sea Odyssey, and the exhibit is open now. It is just part of the aquarium, no extra fee to see it. For music lovers, this is one of my wife and I's favorite, Keb Mo. He's performing in Tucson at the Fox Theater this Tuesday night, 7:30. $29 to $69 tickets at 7:30 Fox Theater. Gosh, if Tucson wasn't a four-hour drive for us, I would probably make that one.
Well, if you ever plan to mow to west, take my way, that's the highway, that is the best. Get your kicks out on Route 66.
Back to our conversation with Katrina Parks, the documentarian of Women of Route 66.
Hi.
Let's jump forward. I want to talk about the phase three of 1956 to today, because that's the most relevant to what's going on, and probably I would assume the preservation of old towns along the way.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, most recently, for example, you had a group doing a restoration project out at the Painted Desert Inn near Holbrook, Arizona. And that came to my attention just because one of the women's stories that I'm featuring in episode 2 is about this really cool woman named Joy Nevin, who had a traveling cattleman supply business in the 50s. So she lived in her van and would go to ranches throughout Arizona on Route 66 and sell what ranchers needed to them.
How many different stories are in these total on the document?
Well, I've gathered about 75 stories altogether, 75, 80. And you can explore them on the website, Route66Women.com. And it allows you to sort by geography or the way a woman's life interacted with Route 66. So you can sort by artists or archaeologists, waitresses. There's video on the website and photos. I think in the film, you know, I'll probably narrow it down to about 30 to 40 stories.
When will the film be ready?
2020.
Okay.
Fingers
close.
Crossed.
Getting close. And is that all three of them, or is this the third one now?
The goal is to have all three ready by then. Yeah, I have a fine cut of episode 1, a rough cut of episode 2, and episode 3 is in pieces.
And where will this be available? Is it something we could stream on that website you just gave, Route66Women.com?
Yeah, I mean, you can access right now. You can access stories and see the trailer. In terms of the ultimate platform for distribution, you know, my first film was distributed through by American Public Television to public television stations. So that's one possibility that's out there, of course, public television. But I'm still figuring all of that out.
And the death and rebirth, which is number three, this is rebounding from the interstates coming and taking over. Along that stretch of 66, did you ever find Mater when you were doing your interviews?
Good evening.
Oh,
My name is Mater, and I'll be your waiter. Mater the waiter. That's funny right there.
I did go to Galena, Kansas, and there's an amazing woman there. Well, there was a place called, I think, Four Women on the Route in Galena, Kansas, and it was four women who had got this the funds together to save this gas station and turn it into a cafe. I believe now it's called Cars on the Route. I think her name is Melba, and when we were there and stopped in, I mean, she's famous for speaking very quickly, like an auctioneer, and she was flagging down big groups of, I think they were tourists from Amsterdam. So that's what's really cool is to see like this international interest in Route 66. There's so many German, Dutch, Chinese, Japanese tourists who come just because they want to see the real America. And they think that if they go on Route 66, they can get away from the chain stores and really interact with people.
Did this documentary take you on all or the remaining elements of the Route 66? Have you traveled the whole route?
I would love to do it continuously, which I haven't done yet. But I've been to a lot of Route 66 in Oklahoma, Missouri, New Mexico, Kansas, obviously very quick, Arizona, and California. So I still need to go to Illinois and Texas.
In the Arizona stretch, what was some of your favorite? Had you ever been to the state prior to that?
Oh yes, because Arizona was very important for the Harvey girls. And one of the main sort of places that I went in Arizona was Winslow. And Winslow has a lot of great Route 66 stories, too. And Seligman, another sort of favorite spot for me in Arizona, because one of my Harvey girls, Luz Delgadillo Moore, she grew up there, and she's Angel's sister. And she was part of a family band that traveled on Route 66. So I'll be showing her story up in Flagstaff this weekend.
And we'll talk about that event here in a minute. But Winslow and Seligman are about not as far opposite sides of Arizona as you can get, but very east, very west. In between there, you go through a little bit of Flagstaff.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little bit of, Siloam. What's out past Seligman? There's a little bit of Williams is the one I'm
oh, and Ash Fork. Yeah.
Holbrook.
Past Winslow on the way to Gallup.
So it's basically on and off route Interstate 40 now.
Yes. Yeah.
Going across the north part of the state.
Now, La Posada has a big history when it comes to the Harvey girls, right?
It does. Yes. Yeah. One of my favorite spots in Winslow and an amazing historic renovation project. And that's where I filmed maybe my second or third group of interviews with Harvey girls. And, you know, they had, I think, five or six Harvey girls that came to La Posada for my first interviews. And it's been great to see, you know, over the years, the hotel there transform. It's always getting better and more amazing and spectacular. And it's fun to see what it's done for Winslow.
And this event going on, I was reading the details on it. You've got a screening of the documentary along with a question and answer. And a couple of the, and you're not going to be alone. You're going to have a couple people that are Marshall Trimble, our state historian. A lot of our true or false history facts come from a variety of his different publications, and he's been on with us before. We also have Heidi Ostelier. She wrote the story of Arizona's deadliest shootout, and we had her on, I don't know, about 3 or 4 months ago. She's going to be joining you today, I understand.
Heidi has been an absolute amazing collaborator. I mean, she's wonderful and this amazing resource for women's history in Arizona. Sadly, she's under the weather. So.
Oh,
you're on your own.
I'm on my own, yes. And Marshall, you may not know this, but he grew up in Ash Fork. And his mom has a great Route 66 story. So I was able to interview him about his mom, and he's going to come and be part of the Sedona panel.
Okay, so it's Reardon Mansion tonight.
That's right.
Now, is it projected on outside screen? Where at the mansion is it going to be displayed?
Good question. I think it right now is set for inside, but if we have enough people, it may be moved outside. And we are expecting a really good turnout, so it's exciting. And then the following...
Have you been to the Reardon Mansion before?
I have. One of my historians, John Westerland, who... another amazing resource he wrote about the Navajo Ordnance Depot. He is going to be part of the panel, and I interviewed him at the Reardon
at the
mansion.
Yeah. It was built before they had TV rooms and movie theaters. I don't remember from the time I've been there a room big enough for a screening like that, but I do remember the what we would think of as a porch swing that's inside by the fireplace.
Yeah. I think we're probably doing it on the... the outdoor area.
Well, that'll be a lot of fun. And then Sunday at 2 o'clock, you're having another screening at the Sedona Public Library.
Yes. Yeah. And that Marshall will be part of that panel, along with Sean Evans, who's the archivist at the Klein Library and an amazing Route 66 resource. He's done lots of oral histories of his own.
So Saturday, 7 o'clock today, Reardon Mansion. Sunday, 2 o'clock at the Sedona Public Library. And I'm sure all of those are at that website again, Route66Women.com.
Yes, and we have a Facebook page as well for the Route 66 Women documentary.
Well, we'll look forward to getting our own screening. We'll have to do a Rosie on the House preview when that comes out in 2020, hopefully. I'm sure if we follow the Facebook page, we'll get updates on when it'll be available.
Yes, that sounds perfect. I would love that.
Now, do you have any more shooting to do, or we're all just down to the editing part now?
I do need to go to Illinois and do some filming, and then I'd also like to go to Texas.
So both of those are going to be incorporated into the final documentary.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, Route 66, it's 14 states, if I remember right.
Or eight states.
The shortest span is Kansas, and that's 14 miles. Is
you
that
got
the
it.
Stat?
Yes.
Right. Well, thanks for taking time out of your day and doing a little detour down here to talk to us about this event. We do have an affiliate in Sedona. We've got a radio affiliate in Flagstaff. Anybody listening, it's right in your backyard. And if you're interested and want to learn more about the women of Route 66, get a preview of the documentary from the filmmaker Katrina Parks tonight at Reardon Mansion and Sunday at 2 o'clock at Sedona Public Library.